We want to touch the people. What we're about is opportunities to mingle with our listeners. And along those lines, Danny, the Grant and Danny Fantasy Football League with listeners is back and better than ever.
We're back.
We are getting fantasy football back. Our annual Grant and Danny, I've been told to read this very specifically so that nobody gets in trouble and nothing weird happens.
Yeah, this is one of those where, like, we were joking about it, and Darius wasn't laughing about it.
Darius is like, guys, just take one thing seriously ever.
And we were like, okay. And then we kept making funnies, and he was like, could you just read it?
The annual Grant and Danny Show Fantasy League is back. Want a chance to join the Grant and Danny Show for a live fantasy draft? Visit Facebook.com/Grant and Danny for more information on how you can get a chance to join our league. We'll randomly select our participants on Monday, and they'll be invited to join us for our live draft on Wednesday, August 27th at Pupatella Pizza in Springfield, Virginia at 7 p.m.
Okay.
So I'm going to pull out some particulars.
All right.
I'm going to go off script here, Darius.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna
oh,
go
my God.
Off
Darius,
script.
The look in his eye.
Dad is going to be nervous.
Oh, my.
You're going to sign up at Facebook.com/Grant and Danny to then be randomly selected. We're doing a drawing. This is a raffle of sorts. We're not quizzing you this year. This is a drawing. Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. That's number one.
Here we go.
Thank you, Thanks, Al. Al, awake? 2:32 in the afternoon?
I mean, this is nap time, isn't it?
How about that? Number two thing you need to know, live draft on Wednesday, August 27th. The whole point of this league, if I'm being honest, is we get together, we eat and we drink, we be merry. It's a 14-person league, generally about a dozen listeners or whatever, or take part in the league with us, and more show up and hang out. So if you can't come to the draft, it's not the end of the world, but we kind of want you to be there if you're in the
league.
It's
mostly the point of this
one. Yeah.
I'm happy for to say.
Thank you, Coach. Springfield, Virginia is where the draft is going to be, so that's number two. And then Pupatella Pizza's the scene.
Yeah.
Okay? Think about it. Close your eyes. Imagine this with me. Think about football. Think about friendship. Think about fellowship. Think about camaraderie. Think about Neapolitan pizza.
Neapolitan pizza.
Think about pepperonis and sausages and any of the other delicious, wonderful things on their menu. They'll be flowing like the salmon of Capistrano. You see what I'm saying?
Of course I do.
All over the room, all night long, Pupatella Pizza in Springfield. So go sign up if you want to play in our league. That's number one, Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. Cross your fingers that your name gets pulled out of the bucket. If it doesn't, you'll want to take that up with Darius specifically.
Darius.
But also mainly Ryan.
Right. Because, like, you've got to escalate it to corporate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Send a complaint to Darius.
Right.
But a formal email to Ryan.
Yeah. So don't do the thing where you complain to Darius and CC Ryan.
Yes.
Like everyone's supervisor. You got to send a separate thing to Ryan to start the formal process.
You have
Here's
until
my big butt.
Well, there's a big butt coming. You have until Monday. But I would do it earlier. Sooner the better. Who knows?
Yeah, get it going.
If you end up signing up Monday, is your name right at the top of the bucket? And then we dig deep and then you're not down there? We didn't shake it well enough?
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
It's not like me with laundry where the last thing that goes in the laundry is the first thing I wear. And everyone's like, didn't you wear that the other day? And it's like, well, yeah, but you don't know my life. Right?
So, Dad, I don't even remember. This is how important the draft is really in the grand scheme of things. Who won the league last year? It certainly wasn't any of us. It was a listener. Is he back?
And you and I split a team. Like, we managed the same team.
So we did that so that we can get more listeners. The whole point is just to hang out with listeners.
Yeah.
So the producers all split a team. You and I split a team. Uh-huh. So, Darius, is the winner of the league last year confirmed and back in?
The winner of the league last year was Scott, and he is back with us. He is
going
to join us on Wednesday.
Scott, let's do this thing.
Congrats to Scott.
To defend his title. Now, we also have a trophy somewhere that I think Dan Snyder's
Yacht Tracker
made.
Make it for us? Yeah.
He did.
Where is that trophy, Darius?
We got to find that. We should probably get with him.
Does Scott have
where that trophy is?
Is it at the bottom of the ocean being polished by, like, Keanu Reeves in the opening scene of The Replacements or something?
Very possible.
All right, so let's get with Yacht Tracker on where that.
We need a trophy. Change his name to Trophy Tracker. Let's go.
At Dan Snyder's Trophy Tracker. Good thing about that is Dan doesn't have any trophies to track.
Am I right? You know what's funny about that is quite literally yesterday, my 11-year-old, not yesterday, 2 days ago, he asked me, do you guys still do the Dan Snyder's Yacht and Jets thing? I'm like, dude, we have no cause to. He goes, it's my favorite thing you guys ever did. That's his one seed.
So I posted the big video. I'm sure it was a huge, wonderful video.
It's the biggest video.
Some are saying it's the greatest video that's ever videoed. I posted the huge video. On Instagram at Grant H. Paulson yesterday, which was National Radio Day.
Exactly.
It was all of our favorite moments in radio. So if I had your son on CapCut Paulson there, he would have been saying the Dan Snyder Yacht track.
He goes, the Dan Snyder's Yacht and Jet song that Darius made, that really Carmen Sandiego made, but then Darius made also.
Right.
He's like, that's my favorite thing you guys have ever done. I was like, we've been on for almost 16 years, buddy. He's like, I don't care about that.
Does that go back to, yeah, with you on the air, 09?
Oh, I said, yeah.
But your point is well taken. You've been at the station 15, 16 years at this point.